Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The continuing civil war in Sudan is claiming another less obvious victim, the determination of the final status of the Abyei region, and thus the possibility of a peaceful resolution of issues related to the Sudan-South Sudan border dispute. The disposition of the oil-rich Abyei has been a bone of contention between the two countries long before South Sudan gained its independence in 2011. When hostilities temporarily ceased with a demilitarized agreement in 2011, the United Nations sent a peacekeeping mission, UNISFA, with a mandate to keep Abyei demilitarized and weapons-free. Prior to the Sudan crisis, Sudan and South Sudan had begun to engage in constructive dialogue, according to a recent United Nations report. But since the outbreak of the war in April 2023, progress has stalled. As long as fighting continues, constructive dialogue between the two countries is unlikely. The security situation in Abyei continues to deteriorate. Frequent intercommunal clashes continue to kill, wound, and displace civilians, even as presence there of South Sudan security forces contravenes the region's demilitarized status. It is imperative to underscore that the protection of civilians remains of paramount importance, said Robert Wood, United States Alternate Representative for Special Political Affairs.
The recent outbreak of violence involving Nuer and Ngok Dinka on April 27 that resulted in the killings of three Nuer and Abyei underscores the continued vulnerability of civilians in the region and the need for robust civilian engagement.
As criminality appears to be the main driver of violence in Abyei, it is critical that UNISFA is adequately equipped and supported to implement its mandate without hindrance, said Ambassador Wood.
The United States underscores the urgent need for concerted efforts by the transitional government of South Sudan and the government of Sudan to immediately cease any actions that obstruct the deployment of new FPUs, delay visas, or the deployment of contingent-owned equipment, or the appointment of a civilian deputy head of mission.
The United States condemns these freedom of movement restrictions and emphasizes the paramount importance of enhanced cooperation between UNISFA, the South Sudanese transitional government, and the Sudanese government to promptly demilitarize the Abyei box, said Ambassador Wood. We reaffirm our unwavering support for UNISFA amid these challenging circumstances and commend the dedication and sacrifices of troop and police contributing countries to restore peace, security, and stability in Abyei.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.